Timber industry and economic development officials in Southeast Alaska say they're disappointed with a federal judge's ruling last week over a court challenge to the 2008 Tongass Land Management Plan revision. U.S. District Judge John Bates ruled in favor of the U.S. Forest Service in a suit brought by the Southeast Conference. KFSK's Joe Vicnicki reports.
The Regional Economic Development Organization had argued that the plan's environmental protections were too restrictive under law and did not make enough timber available to meet market demand. Shelley Wright, Southeast Conference's executive director, says the lawsuit aimed to provide a reliable supply of timber to help Southeast communities.
A lot of these communities have been supported through the logging industry and through the efforts that they have put in as far as logging and getting the payback from the government on those logging sales.
The conference challenged several specific elements of the plan, including its system of old-growth reserves. The lawsuit called those protections for wildlife habitat a withdrawal from the Tongass's timber program. The group argued that such a designation needed the approval of Congress, just like a new wilderness area would. The group asserted that such withdrawals were specifically prohibited by ANILCA, the 1980 Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act. Judge Bates ruled that old growth reserves are not a withdrawal. Rather, he cited multiple court rulings that found land use designations like old growth reserves are just part of the agency's responsibility to manage the forest for multiple uses. Attorney Tom Waldo with the environmental law firm Earth Justice calls the judge's decision important.
Timber industry and certain other interests in Alaska have long argued that this provision of ANILCA, which they call the No More Clause, prevents agencies from doing anything to protect wildlife and recreation and fish and other values on the national forests and other public lands in Alaska. That has always been a misreading of the statute, and it's great to have a court recognize that in a decision like this one today.
Waldo says the lawsuit would have made what he calls a bad forest plan even worse by opening more of the forest to logging. The lawsuit also challenged the forest plan's system for determining which timber lands are available for logging sales, but the judge dismissed those arguments. He also ruled against an argument that the Forest Service has instituted too many restraints on its timber program to allow it to meet timber market demand. The Southeast Conference's Wright says the decision does not make a big difference in how the Forest Service will implement its land management plan for the Tongass.
We were not trying to change the T-lump. Really, we were just trying to assist the Forest Service in implementing the T-lump, and we will continue to do that. We'll do what we can. We're working with the state, and hopefully we can get some more land for the state designation for some timber harvesting, and we'll just continue on and do the best we can for our communities in Southeast.
Wright says Southeast Conference will not appeal the decision. That does not mean the 2008 forest plan is free of litigation. Industry group, the Alaska Forest Association, has a separate legal challenge pending and now has to decide whether to go ahead with that lawsuit following the latest ruling. AFA Executive Director Owen Graham says he's disappointed the Southeast Conference challenge was not successful.
We still have the same problem as trying to get a timber supply from the Forest Service, and that's what that suit was about, and it failed, and so now we have to find some other way to try to help the Forest Service, you know, create a forest plan or implement the plan they've got in a way that will give us some timber, because right now our mills are starving. We only have one sawmill left operating, you know, of any size. So.
Graham says the organization's board will make a decision on their lawsuit at an upcoming meeting in March. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.